nation has been.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio. I'm Teddy Parrish, joined by the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
It's good to be here, Ted. This is, I think, this isn't 2 weeks in a row.
No.
This is one week in a row, Ted.
Awesome.
Awesome.
And you're lucky I couldn't get tickets to the Masters today. You guys have been hung out to dry.
You could have. You just didn't.
Well, I wasn't going to pay for them. Like that. And who's the other guy we had? Wes Hackney?
Yeah.
Wes, what designations do you have?
Certified Financial Planner, CFP.
All right.
Yep.
And Teddy is a CFA.
Uh-huh. And Wes is on, what are you, level two?
Still level two.
Yeah.
The books are collecting dust, but still level two.
It'll be there waiting for you.
I promise.
Oh, my gosh. You're studying for the CFA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
That's the worst experience. Now, you don't have to have a CFA where you're working upstairs dealing with people and stuff like that, but we want the guys downstairs in research to have the CFA, and it's just horrible. The poor people. And no one passes all three. Boom, boom, boom. Occasionally, in a blue moon, somebody passes part one, two, and three. You're always going to flunk one of them.
Yeah.
And you study all spring.
It's the weekend after Memorial Day.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You never get a chance to appreciate a Memorial Day until you're done with the program. I think it was a ploy by the U.S. government to make sure that the test was after Memorial Day, so you would appreciate it a lot more get past it.
When I took level one, it was the Saturday of the exam was the Saturday of the SEC championship, and you were taking it right there by the dome. And so you had to walk through all the crowds to get to your exam.
Oh,
so they make it torturous.
Tough rocks.
And so
enough of the background. Everybody here's got qualifications and some life experiences.
Yep.
And with that, let's move on and talk a little bit about what's going on with the economy.
Well, I mean, we had some news this week, some of the regular news we give out, the chain store sales snapshot, which was nothing real great, but up 1.5% over last year. The MBA mortgage application survey continues to be overall negative. It fell again. But
purchase activity, that was the big thing there.
That 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that the people who are buying new houses,
mm-hmm.
applications are up. And that's really the big thing, because I think the boom of refinancing is over. I mean, we're looking today at 30 years, 4.44.
Mm-hmm.
You missed it if you didn't get it when it was 3.25, 3.5.
Yeah, but some people, because prices are going up a bit and it's been a steadily climb up, they may get into a position where they can refinance again because
they had a 6.5% mortgage and they were underwater. Now they could get the loan.
Yeah, okay. There's definitely some pricing in my neighborhood that are the home prices are higher than they were back in 2005. So I think it's probably lower inventory, but there's still some activity going on that's boosting pricing up a little
bit. And also, Gene's going to laugh at me because I mentioned this before. If someone had, rental properties, maybe they had to let one of them go 7 years ago. Maybe that's rolling off. Maybe their credit's repairing, so maybe they can refinance under their current mortgage.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Things are getting...
Yeah. Well, there's all those kinds of things.
Know.
Okay. All right. But still, it's down.
Yeah.
Because that big market is over. Talking about the Federal Open Market Committee from the Fed, they're talking like they're going to keep interest rates low forever. I think the point is that they thought Janet Yellen scared the devil out of them when she talked about tightening.
Yeah.
Folks, they're going to tighten the monetary system at one point in time. Be prepared. And these people are famous for not telegraphing what they do.
And you know what? Everybody's comfortable with them telegraphing. They're going to go – you're exactly right. They're going to go back to not telegraphing.
They don't. I mean, historically, when they make a move, they just do it,
Yep, and that's good.
That's just to screw up the market. They want to play with you.
Yeah.
Play with your head.
Yeah.
You think you can do anything.
So you can't gain job,
what about jobless claims, Ted?
They fell doggone near 300,000 jobs, which is very good. I mean, it shows it's a good indication that the April employment situation is going to be pretty good because the moving average dropped.
Wes, what about interest rates?
Interest rates are down.
Wes, read your notes. That was a softball. You didn't get one of these?
I did not, sir.
Well, you're supposed to know it anyway.
No, I'm just Rates are down. I give him a lob. What does he do? Hits it in the net.
The 2 years down, 5 basis points. The 5 year down.
Everything's down.
8 basis points. And the 10 year down, dropped 5 basis points. So across the board, mortgages went down 1 basis point.
Jumbo rates down 6.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. All right, on to the stock market.
Well,
TP.
Today, let me tell you guys, the NASDAQ.
Today, which is today, Thursday, won't
Thursday, Masters Week, the NASDAQ is getting pummeled. It's down over 100 points, which is over 2%.
Why? What's happening?
The technology and biotech stocks continue to sell off. And I think it's just a little profit-taking. You know, the NASDAQ's P ratio.
I love that phrase, profit-taking. Go ahead.
The NASDAQ P ratio is at 35. On a trailing basis. The S&P is at 17, 16 and a half on a trailing basis. Almost double. It's double.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand a little profit taking. And then you got these biotech stocks, which we pointed out 2 weeks ago, you know, the earnings expectations have been, you know, moderated a bit. You know, some of these glorious numbers that they've been putting up have come to question. And then also some pricing pressure on some of the biotech names. So investors are a little skittish with those two industries in particular. Right now, and they're selling off, and the S&P is getting hit too. So a little profit taking, Gene.
Well, for year to date, the S&P is just down a little bit. It's down 0.81, mm-hmm. And last week it was down 1.66. So last week was not a good week for the market.
No, it's not.
For the S&P.
We're still in a good position.
But don't you think a lot of people still have expectations that they want the market to pull back? Every client that I'm talking to thinks it's overvalued. They're waiting for a pullback. And as soon as you start seeing some kind of pullback.
Every one of those clients is going to be calling and crying on your shoulder. It's down 15%. Should I sell everything west, please?
Same clients that thought the S&P 500 was going to zero. All yes. 500 companies yes. filing bankrupt.
At the same time, right?
At the same time.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we're making fun of you out there because that's just how you react.
Very emotional.
It is. Well, I always say one of the jobs about a good financial manager, investment advisor, is one to keep you calm because people want to do everything bass-ackwards, right? You know, when the market is up, they want to buy. When the market is down, they want to sell. And it's a natural phenomenon that they have to overcome.
When it comes to managing money, generally, if you do the opposite of what your gut is telling you, it's the right decision.
Yeah, on a big picture.
That's right.
On a big picture right now.
We were just talking before you came in, Gene. You know, people are on TV.
Yeah, my ears were ringing. I thought something was going on.
Yeah, we're talking about you. people on TV, they sensationalize what's going on all the time. So,
well, you and I have done TV so long for so many years, I just threw up my hands about it because they never want to ask you questions, and I'm not criticizing them. I'm just saying how it is about what do you think somebody's going to do in the long run? What do you think the stock's going to do this week? Mm-hmm. What do you think the market's going to do this week? Yeah. What are you going to do?
What's moving? You know,
here's my answer. Here's my answer. I could send this one in. Who in the hell knows?
Right.
Thank you very much. That's my comment. Gene Hensler. Thank you very much, Gene, for showing up.
More people are selling today than buying.
So, you know, the stock market's going to go up and down. It constantly does. I see these ads that prey on people. There was, we don't know when the market's going to go. When the next crash is going to come, but it's going to come. You got any diamonds in the safe? You got any gold? You got any silver?
You know, it kills me, the guy who has the infomercial that says, end of America 2014. But it started out 2011.
Just
2012. He keeps changing it every year.
Don't want to pay for a new ad and change the date.
Well, it's like they say, the guy who walks around the side, the world's going to end tomorrow. One day that guy's going to be right.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But not in our lifetime. Any interesting company news, Teddy?
Yeah, I mean, earnings season has started for the first quarter. Alcoa missed their numbers. Constellation Brands, which is the booze company, they do Corona beer, Robert Mondavi, and vodka as well. They beat on both top line and bottom line. Bed Bath & Beyond, a company we own, they missed. I think the weaker first quarter was weather related. Go ahead and laugh.
His revenue was down 6%.
Yeah, which was ugly. The stock's down
6%. Can I ask you this question?
Yes, you can.
What is it, snowing or raining outside? Does that stop you from buying online?
No.
Well, that's my point. Yeah, they sell online, don't they?
They do, but they...
I mean, if I can't get to the store because I need a pot, yeah. I can call them up.
Yeah.
Did you send me that pot? Guess what? They could do that.
And the post office was closed, too, so...
Yeah, well, it's not
UPS.
True.
UPS get there, won't they? I don't know.
I don't know. Remember
don't they have chains under their Come on. Progressive.
They beat their numbers by
That's an insurance penny. Company?
A good one at that. Yes, it's Flow.
I love Flow.
Yeah, Flow's good. Yeah. Family Dollar, they missed their numbers by a landslide.
These guys who cater to the lower income or, poorer people are getting killed because the people who don't make a lot of money are getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
Prices have gone up and incomes have not gone up to match. So it's that's a tough place to be. When I see Williams-Sonoma selling everything they can sell and making a profit, I'm going, what kind of idiot pays Williams-Sonoma prices?
That's
exactly what I'm thinking. I can get on potsandpans.com and buy the same thing
Costco,
for one thing.
Costco.
Whatever.
You didn't get to where you are by buying Williams-Sonoma every day.
I never shop at Williams-Sonoma. Yeah. Anyhow, we're going to take a break. We're going to pay some bills. And we'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.